Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, men and women of all ages. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studio in sunny Hollywood, California. It is the time to tune your dial to the station that makes you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the night shift. It is time for the night shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We are sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr._NiceGuyTees. You can also find Mr. Nice Guy on Instagram at Mr._NiceGuyTees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure when you hit the store, you enter your promo code GuyNice, get you a nice little discount, get us some, show your support for the show, and get us some more time on the air here with you every night, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation one time. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land, 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number, 516-418-5813. Take time, get on the line, let me know what's on your mind. At work check-in, all that other nice shit. I'm just glad to be here. Put whoever on the line, put them on. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm talking to people. Welcome to the night.
What's going on, Guy Nice?
Hootie hoo. What's going on, Cuzzo the Collector? Ladies and gentlemen, you should hit the applause. Cuzzo the Collector. Too late, man. You got to have his timing.
I'm trying to bow and everything. I can't bow and everything.
Trying to tell you, this fool trying to check his other schedule. You know what I'm saying? You're on the clock right now, man. I'm telling you, Mr. McIntosh.
Oh,
Mr.
Other guy want another job.
Yeah, he was. Other guy wants a verbal warning.
A pink slip.
He going to get one of those emails I got from Mr. McIntosh on that fuck shit. One time, two times. What's going on, Cuzzo? What's your life like?
Man, you know, slow motion around this bitch, man. Slow motion.
Any topics for discussion tonight? Comments.
What's been fucking with me today, man? Not really.
What's that?
Not really. I said not really. Ain't nothing really been fucking. You know, I just been having it. You know what I mean? I don't know, man.
You got any comments about the show?
Yeah, the show is awesome, you know.
Let it up. Appreciate
it. I wanted to add a couple things from the Dread episode, the culture thing that you were talking about.
Okay, come on.
And I get to add my input in. You know, I can't stand when people put a fucking color on culture. How the fuck did you do that?
Right.
Like, have you ever seen the original Aborigines, or have you ever seen the original people, you know what I'm saying, people that's native to Jamaica?
Indigenous, but they've been there.
They got dreads. Chinese people got dreads. If they live in Jamaica, they got dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. Don't do that. Because they want to be, okay, shit, y'all niggas still made mohawks.
Okay.
Niggas out here riding on skateboards.
Let me ask you this, though. When you a popular icon, right? You know what I'm saying? When you one of these motherfuckers and you do something like that, do you feel like there's a possibility you do that for the attention?
I'm pretty sure 100% of the time it's for the attention.
So shouldn't it be fair? Like I'm with you, right? Let me say that first. I'm with you. Like, I don't feel like culture can be Especially like whatever. I mean, maybe yeah, for real. Like maybe popular culture and shit. Feel about that? You feel like popular culture can be poached upon? I mean, isn't it poached upon? To be honest,
I mean that's different. You know what I mean? That's popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
Popular is something that's, you know what I'm saying, is easily accepted by everybody type shit. You know what I'm saying? Happily accepted by everybody. You know what I mean?
By the majority,
you know. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's not, you know what I mean? That's not really no issue.
But doesn't popular culture transcend, like, community to community and region to region? You know what I'm saying? Because the things that are popular in, I want to say it was South Korea, like, they had these video game cafes and shit. I mentioned that here before. They had these video game cafes that they would fall off into. You know what I'm saying? Just quick, you know, everybody, it's a super popular thing to do. And people are going there and get on these computers and play this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I forget what the fuck it was. It's popular, though. It's a lot of people that play StarCraft or Minecraft or Warcraft or some witchcraft.
Minecraft.
There you go. All right, see? Somebody know, you know what I'm saying? So they're going there and play that shit, you know what I'm saying? And I done even seen some, like, video game Olympic type of shit where these cats got teams and they out there playing games like this. I guess that is
a
class of the popular culture everywhere, right? Yep.
They got that shit in the mall, though. They got a spot in Southway Mall you can go in there and play games. Not an arcade, but you actually pay money to go in there and play games.
On the internet?
Yeah, upstairs. It's upstairs, right there by the purple shop.
But look, home, the mall you talking about, I ain't been in it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how long,
it was,
bro.
It was my first time in a long time to play. They got
and
really on everything, bro.
I really ain't got no intentions of falling off in that mall. There ain't really nothing in there that I would like that I can't get from nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? So,
they got
and stick, and I'm cool. I mean, I get Cinnabon easy to get. We gonna get Cinnabon in the airport. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
Every time.
So when do we make our bet? When does our bet do?
We made our bet. Oh, it's in 5 years. We said five years. And we made
what was that, 2020?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And when did we make the bet? Was it, it was
2015.
It was like June. Right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was like,
hold on.
It was like August, maybe September.
Where were you at it? Where were you in June?
I was in Richmond, but I came here. I came here one time for my wife's graduation, but I feel like we was already back here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think you was already back here, too.
So I feel like that was September, because I was riding with you then. That's when we made the bet. We was coming from the graduation thing and the little dinner and all that shit.
Yeah. That damn sure what it was. I had poured a little bitch.
Man, Cuzzo closing down malls. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to turn the lights out in that bitch. So all that means is that I got to get the money to buy that mall, and then I'll shut it down. And then we'll reopen
just,
it.
Just for your bet, nigga? Just for,
yeah,
how much
yeah.
was the bet?
$500. Like,
oh, you petty, nigga.
It's $100. It's $100 for every year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's $100 for
$100.
Every year. Every year, stay open. The bet go up. So if it don't close in 5 years, I'm going to owe you five. If it do close, then you're going to owe me five. If it go 5 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I take that five. You know what I'm saying? I think your bet
was in descending order.
Oh, it's less money?
Descending.
That's cool. I like
but
that better.
If it, if it shut down this year, if it closed this year, I will owe you five or four.
I like that. Let's do that.
You feel me?
I like.
So then,
it's still
every
five
year,
right now. Don't get it fucked up. It's still five.
Yeah,
right
yeah, yeah.
Now.
I'm saying, but like every year is open. Every year is open. You owe me 100.
Okay.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
It.
And every year that
how,
is,
if that's how you want to look at it. Every year.
That's
until
how
it closes,
is.
Every year until it closes, I owe you $100. You know what I'm saying?
You want to get the hoodie or what?
I ain't tripping. I got my money. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all want to hit the weed. What's up?
A partner in the circle.
My man make a drug transaction. We got to take him out. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you tuning in to your sponsorship, because, you know what I'm saying? My man. All right, put whoever else on there. I see another number. Put them through. You on the line with God Knight. What's on your mind?
God Knight, what's going on, man? Bond Hammond.
Uh-huh. Yeah, checking in. Wolf Gang. What's going on, King?
Nah, ain't nothing, man. Same old, man. Chilling, checking in. You know, trying to find out the news, as I always do.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Tonight I'm just talking to everybody, man. I'm letting y'all make the news. So, you got any comments or you got any topics you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, man. Shit. I got a few things to get off my chest and shit.
Okay,
come on.
I was just watching this.
They got a TV show on TV now called Game of Silence and shit. You know what I mean?
Game of Thrones shit?
Nah. It's called Game of Silence, and it's on. Have you ever seen that movie Sleepers? The one where who was it? Kevin Bacon, Brad Pitt was the lawyer. The kids they made a mistake and killed the guy, and they had to go to the little kids' prison.
Oh, the reformatory and shit.
They had to go
to the reformatory, and Buddy was raping them and shit and all that. I don't want to watch it again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't bad, y'all. I'm not saying it's a bad film, but that shit just made me uncomfortable, dog. I couldn't fuck with too much, too graphic, dog. You doing too much. Kevin Bacon never be the same. No more Footloose. You know what I'm saying? No more
6 degrees.
But you was talking about Game of Silence, though. So that's the thing. All right, so tell me about it. What channel it come on?
It looks like, I think it comes on NBC, man. It looks like it's a straight knockoff. Of Sleepers, because it starts off with the kids. I just watched the beginning. First, I seen a commercial of it, and I was like, hold up, all right, this shit looks kind of familiar. I seen this before. You know what I'm saying? So they same thing. Oh, dude's telling the story. You know, he's doing the vocals over the voiceover.
Narrative.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, narrative, exactly. Doing the narrative, yeah, you know, it was me, so-and-so, we was the best of friends, you know what I mean? They was chilling. Next thing, you know, it's four of them. You know, they got one black kid on this, you know what I'm saying? Got one black kid, so I'm like, all right, where's the girl? You know what I'm saying? Sure enough, they roll out to the job. And then we had so-and-so, who was our friend, too, Jesse. There we go, there goes the girl, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What they do, they having fun, all this shit, blah, blah, blah. They driving in the car. They all got on they motherfucking prep school uniform, you know, shirt and ties, shit, driving, talking shit. They swerve
so
and miss
so
a dog.
So they all upper class, motherfuckers.
Nah, they like middle class. They just go to like a, you know what I'm saying, like a Catholic type school. Like the boys on Sleepers. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know no regular folks that go to nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody I know. You know what I'm saying? None of their kids.
Well, nah.
No.
I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
They ain't in the hood. It ain't no hood.
I ain't in the hood either. I don't think. You know what I'm saying? I mingle with regular people. I feel like I ain't got that big time money. You know what I'm saying? And none of these kids going to private school, homeschool, you know what I'm saying? Shit. They just regular kids and shit.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, just middle class neighborhood, whatever shit. So I guess, yeah, like I said, they go to a little prep school where they just got a uniform that they wear, whatever shit. So, come on, they in the car, swerved and missed a dog, end up hitting this lady, killing this lady.
Damn.
So of course, all of them end up going to the school or whatever. Well, it goes to where they're older now and talking. But on the commercial, it was where they were sitting talking about revenge because some shit happened to them while they was in the school, showed some dude beating one of them while they was a kid. Like,
damn.
The same. This is fucking Sleepers, man. They just made a series of Sleepers, cuz. Straight up. It is
hey.
It was weird, you know what I'm saying? It's just like...
I feel you. I mean, if it works, that's what they're doing now, man. That's what Hollywood, you know, that's because somebody, I was having a conversation with somebody else about, we had a little group discussion about that, you know what I'm saying, a couple weeks back. You know, that's all they doing now is remaking and revamping movies. You see that right now with the Ninja Turtle shit finna drop, you know what I'm saying? I just watched the Ninja Turtle trailer yesterday, you know what I'm saying? You see that with that shit finna drop. They still in the 80s. They trying to bring the 80s. Can't recapture the 80s, man. Can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
They
definitely can't
they
do
done,
it.
They, can't say they ain't tried.
Oh,
can't
definitely.
Say they ain't tried. Oh, my God.
Definitely with the Marty McFly shoes and all that shit, bro. Everything. Trying to re-release Back to the Future and all that shit, bro. Like, all that.
Redid Total Recall, RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Fucked all that. None of that's memorable.
Transformers, G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm. That G.I. Joe shit was a tragedy, too. That Transformers shit, I can't flex on it. It was like, you know what I'm saying? You into the Harry Potter movies?
Nah, I ain't seen. I think I seen like half of like the third one or some shit.
This fool looking crazy and shit, and you like, nah. Like, what, I'm tripping, cow, what, Harry Potter movies and shit?
Nah.
That shit ain't what's
nah,
up.
I don't think wrong
I'm out of touch.
You might be, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm out of touch, I'm out of touch with reality, you know what I'm saying? I'm out of touch with reality.
You got to look. Like, you out Harry Potter.
Yeah, I fuck with that shit. They finna make a new one. You know what I'm saying? They got different names. It ain't Harry Potter, but it's the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard that. Got to do with Hogwarts or whatever it's called.
Yep, some shit. Some little shit. That shit look cool, man. But, you know, the other shit Hollywood doing is superhero shit. Like, everybody big on that superhero shit. I watched the Suicide Squad trailer yesterday. You think that shit gonna be dope?
I know look cool. Dude. Yeah, it look cool. I would like to check it out. I think I might check that one out. But look, cause I'm a DC dude. You know, I like, you know, I ain't a big comic book dude, but I always follow Batman, Superman. You know, Batman's my favorite.
So you saw that? You saw the Batman versus Superman?
Nah, I didn't get to see that shit.
You heard the reviews about it though? You read the reviews? You got a chance to look at any of that?
Yeah, I heard the reviews, but I know people who've seen it. People who've seen it said it was good. You know what I'm saying? The reviews.
I know people who've seen it said it was ass too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I haven't read anybody said it was ass.
I don't know.
We like to see it.
You need to do a better survey.
I just need to see it myself. That's what I'm
saying. I was gonna say that. That's a better way to do it. I can't even do it, man. I'm convinced. You know what I'm saying? There's no way, man. Ben Affleck is Batman. I'm not digging that. And then the other guy just showed me a story where he said he's finna direct. Now he's directing a Batman movie. You know what I'm saying? Warner Brothers is letting him direct. I don't know if it's going to be the next Batman movie or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? He's going to be Batman acting and directing now.
Oh, that's there. That'll be wild. I got to see how he did on this one before I could sign off. Because as far as the director, you know, Ben Affleck ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? As far as the story, you know, writer and shit like that, dude got some pretty good skills.
What's some things he's directed?
Hold up, what did he do? Yeah, that is a good question. I'm trying to think. I don't think, did he direct the Gone, that Gone Girl joint, Gone Baby?
That joint? I'm not sure.
I think he directed.
I know Matt Damon be directing, you know what I'm saying? I just see him directing commercials and shit like that, but I'm sure he's, you know what I mean? That's an IMDb. We need an IMDb representative. We just need a motherfucker who's sitting here.
Man,
like, yeah, ba ba ba, ba ba boom boom boom. You know what I'm saying? Pay you with pistachios. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
But I think, I don't know if he, I think he directed the joint, The Town. He either directed it or wrote it.
Cool, man, but that's the only movie that people got for Ben Affleck, dog. That's it. That's what everybody come with, The Town, man. But in the town, all right, man, cool. He got one movie, dog.
Oh, nah,
Ben Affleck, man.
Good Will Hunting, Argo.
I know he won. Supporting cast, you know what I'm saying? Supporting cast, and Argo was whack.
He director. Okay, he directed Argo.
Yeah.
He directed Town. He directed, Gone Baby Gone. This what is a movie called Gone Baby Gone. I forget that joint. I think that was, I don't know, this Gimme Shelter. But, that was it. That he directed.
So he got one. You know what I'm saying? He got one. I'm with you. I feel like he a good writer. And I feel like him and Matt Damon have some good ideas and shit. But I don't feel like he a good main motherfucker, dog. Especially not to be fucking Batman, bro. Like, no, you ain't Batman. Like, bro, you might could be Batman, but can you be Bruce Wayne? No. You ain't no Bruce Wayne, bro. What you mean?
That's why I got to see this new one. Because I can't say. Because, you know, Michael Keaton was a good Batman to me and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Idris Elba can't be James Bond. You know what I'm saying?
That's a different story, right?
Yeah. All right. Apples and oranges. All right, man. Let's stick over here. You say
tomato, I say tomato.
You say Michael Keaton was a good Batman? That's what you said?
I think you were straight, yeah. I mean, thinking back when I seen it as a kid, you know what I'm saying? As that kind of Batman, you know what I'm saying? He did a pretty good, if you think of the comics and shit, he did it like Bruce Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
I disagree because I feel like his Bruce Wayne was kind of neurotic and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like a little bit, he was definitely crazy, you feel me? You want to get nuts?
Yeah.
Let's get nuts, you know what I'm saying? That's the main thing I remember from that movie, you know what I'm saying? And the Joker pulling out that long-ass pistol, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, he was straight, you know. That's why I said, remembering as a kid, maybe if I watch it tomorrow, I might, you know, so I might think differently, you know what I'm saying?
It's cool, though. I can't hate, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he was Christian Bale, my favorite Batman, and I feel like it was only because of Christopher Nolan and shit. I feel like the way he did the movie made the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like it was more what he brought to it. Because, you know what I'm saying? Heath Ledger was the most memorable character of them trilogies playing the Joker. You know what I'm saying? Even though Bane was fire. Bane was a fire-ass villain in the movie. You know what I'm saying? A lot of long dialogue and shit. You know what I'm saying? But,
I actually like Bane as much as I like the Joker. A lot of people don't see it like that. I actually did.
That's cool. I could dig that because Bane was badass, bro. Like, he was super smart, you know what I'm saying? He had some cool-ass dialogue and shit. He got some very quotable lines, the same as the Joker. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they play that very well. And I don't see them doing any more Batman projects that's going to be better than that, dog. So I'm good. Like, I'm not fucking with y'all, man. No more Batman. He's dead. You should end it. with Batman dying, however he died. That's what they did, right?
Well, that's the thing, though.
Nah,
Batman
actually. Bruce Wayne
Batman
was alive,
actually but he went into this shit called, I forget what it's called, but it's like the Pool of Nazareth or some shit. You know
superhero
what I mean?
Protection program.
made him young again. Real talk in the comic book. You know, real talk. He got it some dude, I forget, is one of them mystical cats in DC and shit. He got these shits called these Pools of Nazareth or whatever shit, man. You get on
the
motherfucker.
Comic book too,
shit.
Dog. Like, he know the story.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, I know a little shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like Christopher Nolan's depiction of this world and Gotham City and, you know what I'm saying, everything that encompasses Batman, do you feel like it was a good depiction then?
I think so.
Tim Burton did the Batman movie, so that might be the only thing I fuck with from Tim Burton for you, the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Tim Burton, you know what I'm saying? Tim Burton, he do his thing. He's been one of my favorite cats.
The way he caps it, okay, now things are different now, you know what I'm saying, just in terms of, say it again?
Oh, no, I was saying,
I didn't want to talk
Tim
over
Burton
your point.
I say he had the best Batmobile, yeah.
Doubt, 100, and I was going to say that his movie was very, like, cartoony or comic, you know what I'm saying, like, but the time was different then, so it was edgy for its time, you know what I'm saying? Just like this shit was edgy for its time. Like, this was the darkest, coldest Batman, bro. Like, you start the fucking movie with motherfuckers doing a job, shooting each other in the back of the head, about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep
really
going. Shit. You crazy, bro. Crazy, bro. That's how the movie start from the go. It's like, oh, shit, it's on, bro. Like, I didn't even see Batman Begins, right? I didn't even see that. I've seen, like, I saw it now, but the Dark Knight, that's what it's called? Dark Knight Rises was the shit with the fucking, So the Dark Knight, that's the first one I seen, bro. And I'm like, I was sitting down watching that shit, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This ain't no Batman I know. This shit here gangster, you know what I'm saying? This shit crazy. This is legit, bro. I'm watching some real shit right now. This is legit. And that shit, it went down, it got a little slow. But it never disappointed, dog. Like, that movie stayed up the whole time. Now, The Dark Knight Rises, it was a longer film, right, in running time. So,
there were some
spaces in there where it got super slow. And I done fell asleep on that shit a couple of times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, Dark Knight moved better. Yeah. Dark Knight,
but
Dark
it was
moves.
But it was a more complex story that they was trying to tell. You know what I'm saying? The Joker story was easy. He's just crazy. He's doing wild shit. That's what he do. Fucking up shit. But Bane, they developed the character, you know what I'm saying, in the story for the climax. And I ain't even going to end it for y'all. Splat it on your face. I ain't even going to end it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Ruin the movie. Ain't no spoilers next. Because you just
worth
watching, cuz. They good fucking movies, dog. I won't even tell people what happened.
I was about to spoil that.
Good thing I caught him, Charlie. Good thing I caught him, Nah, man. You can't do that, man. You can't do that. Because I feel like that's as good as it get, man. It's as good as it get. They ain't gonna do nothing better than that. It ain't gonna happen. Especially, I don't even like the new guy that's Superman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, he's straight. Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? The movie was straight. I feel like that shit was very, I didn't even see the whole thing, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I can't see it. And tell you no lie. Shit, I didn't see the whole thing. But I feel like I seen the majority. And you know what I'm saying? The shit that I seen about it, I feel like it was straight. It was a straight little movie. I ain't waste my time, but I'm not a fan of that shit. So I kind of like, I'm good on that Batman vs. Superman shit. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you on being on the show, Von Hemme. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate your commentary. I always appreciate your support. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Appreciate everybody being here, man. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. This has been another edition of the Night Shift, man. Shout out to all my family, man, all the Mr. Night Guy associates, and everybody who be here on the show. I just want to give everybody a chance tonight to speak their mind and put their input and kind of make the show about them, because that's what I do. That's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. Ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, I'll be on the other side.